You know, my sermons are short.
Good morning. Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19 and 25 to 30. And I don't know how often I feel short, but I feel short right now because Jeff has this lifted up. Sorry. But I will compare this generation. It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. What a summer it's been so far. My clinical pastoral education is almost finished. And y'all have been with me since the beginning. In 2015, when I left my job upstairs, you sent me off with a rallying reception and a nice little gift and sent me on my way. This summer, Blomberg Church has been walking alongside me in a special way. You have been sponsoring me. So I thought I would use the sermon this morning to update you on what has been happening. And it just so happened, I love the Holy Spirit, that the text this morning that came from the lectionary fit so well with my journey. Our scripture from Matthew this morning talks about John the Baptist and Jesus and their different ministries. When I compared Jeff and his ministry as the pastor of this church with my ministry as a chaplain, I see so many differences. A pastor is often referred to as the shepherd. A chaplain can be seen as a stranger. We both represent God, but the pastor develops an intimate relationship with the flock. As a chaplain, I walk alongside of a person for a while and then part ways. I do not develop community. But both chaplain and pastor can share your yoke and will help you carry your burdens. What our text shows this morning is that even in our diversity, God will meet us with divine diversity. Jesus and John the Baptist had different missions here on earth, but both represented God. So often when I visit patients, they will tell me that someone else had visited them. And I tell them that we each bring something different to the room and that everyone connects with different people. So I have been spending my summer representing Blomberg Church at Stonebridge, at St. Peter's University Hospital in New Brunswick, at the 24 Club, at Acorn Glen with Ruthie, Sam, and Elsie, at the Chelsea with Jean, visiting Don at his home, and facilitating a grief support group for women. I thought about putting all my name tags on. I'll just get in my way if I start talking with my hands and I'll be flying all over the place. Just recently, I was walking down the hall at Stonebridge, and I heard a woman yelling, help, help, help. So I went into her room. She's just sitting in her recliner chair, really confused, very happy to see a friendly face. And we spent quite a bit of time visiting. So the next time I went to Stonebridge, I made a point of going to her room, and her room was empty. And as a chaplain, especially a hospice chaplain, my throat always gets a little jilt when I go to an empty room because I think something else. Her daughter was in the room, and we started chatting. Her mother had been moved to the memory unit at Stonebridge, and she said she would love to have me continue visiting her mother. So she asked me what church I was with, because her mother's church had forgotten her since she's moved into Stonebridge. Because St. Peter's is so close to the Reformed Church home in Old Bridge, I get a lot of patients there who refer to my home as being so nice. They recognize the words Reformed Church on my name tag. And even recently, I was able to visit a local woman who was at St. Peter's. I was able to introduce myself as being from Blomberg Church, and we knew a lot of the same people and made a lot of connections. Sometimes the chaplain is not needed, but the offer is there. Recently, a local man passed away very suddenly and unexpectedly. I did not know the family, but I knew one of their friends, so I was able to reach out to the friend and offer pastoral care. If the family had been open to my care, I would have walked with them for a short while, then handed them off to Pastor Jeff for his shepherding. Two different ministries, two different emphases, same goal, God. The 24 Club's been a little tougher of a nut to crack. I introduced myself as being a chaplain from Blomberg Church, and the people have been cordial. I'm not sure what I thought would happen with my going to meetings and being present. Possibly that they would want to speak to me about their higher power. But most have just been cordial. I thought they moved, but I understand today that they have not moved yet. So I will continue representing Blomberg and 24 Clubs. They've been really friendly. They've been nice, but that's... My visits with our church members have been so very special. I love our people. I do often wonder if they see me as Nancy Van Ostrand, Chaplain Nancy, or maybe church friend Nancy. But however they see me, our visits are sweet, and I will hopefully be able to continue them into the future. And then there is my grief support group. It didn't start out just being for women, but I have been enjoying the conversation and the sharing between the ladies. I especially enjoy watching them supporting each other. There are five ladies who attend the group for help processing the loss of a loved one, plus myself and my chaplain colleague, Joanne. They come from various faith traditions, but meet in the commonality of their loss. The one thing about chaplaincy that can be so difficult for new chaplains, is, especially those that come from the evangelical tradition, is that it is not our job to bring someone to Christ. We value everyone's faith tradition and hold each one sacred. As I walk with someone, as I listen to their story, it usually comes about that God is God. And we can see that in our text this morning, verses 27 through 30. Jesus tells his disciples, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We as Christians know that Jesus is the source of spiritual rest. But sometimes we want to believe that Jesus is a source of spiritual rest for us, and those that look and believe like us. But Jesus and John were very different. Our first verses are from Jesus telling his disciples how different he was from John in appearance, in the message they spread, and in their outlook. Hear these verses again. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. And we wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. As I represent Blomberg Church in the community, I am representing God. And I represent God using the gifts and talents that God has given to me. They might be very different from Jeff. They are very different from the other chaplains that I work with. And my gifts are different from all the people here gathered today. However, we all have the same goal, to bear one another's burdens and to give them rest. Amen.